Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God. This is Apostle Gamble coming to you from End Times Deliverance Ministry. Amen. We are waiting for everybody else to come on the line before we actually get started. It's just some things that God had gave me concerning that we need to come together on as the body of Christ, because the eyes need the ears. First of all, let's say the head. The head need the eyes. And the eyes need the ears. The ears need the nose. The mouth need the tongue. And so with that being said, that a lot of things that's been going on in the body of Christ, it has been mainly coming from the head that has been causing confusion in the body of Christ among the members of God. So tonight, I'm going to wait another 5 minutes. Thank you, Prophetess Dana, for being on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. And I'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. This is Apostle Gamble. We are waiting for the other people to come in. So while we're waiting, we're just going to be praying and just keep our minds on God, because there's some things that God want to do and going to do on this fast with his people that are participating and that are really seeking him on tonight, for the ones that is really thirsty for righteous sake. I know I'm thirsty, and I never want to stop being thirsty nor hungry for God. So just stay tuned. And we're just trying to wait for everybody to get on the line. We know that some people get off of work kind of late, so I respect that. So just hold on, people of God. Just keep your mind on God, because God is going to reveal some very powerful things on this phone line tonight. I'm telling you, God has given me some divine instructions to help his people really get breakthrough and deliverance. We're not talking about a false fire. We're talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost, where God begins to burn things out of our life that have been there from childhood years, even up to now. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be moving very ripely on this phone line, and people are going to be getting delivered and set free in this month. And the things that used to hinder you and used to bother you, they're not going to even face you in this season. So just hold on, people of God. Wait for the other people to come on the line. God bless you. Amen. Praise God, everybody. I tell you, it is a wonderful feeling in obeying God. It is just a wonderful feeling when you really, 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 really are following God's directions and instructions for your life. This is Apostle Delilah Gamble coming to you all in love, peace, and joy, and in the power of the Holy Ghost. We need God more than ever, because we're living in very perilous times where people that you thought that you can trust are turning against you because of who God has called for you to be. I just want to encourage you on tonight that God, he ordained you. He created you. He called you by your name, so that you will answer by your name. He's not going to call you by another name that you don't recognize, but he called you by your name because he wants you to understand that your spirit is connected to your name. So let us go into prayer on tonight, because we're going to believe God for the impossible. There's a great expectation in my spirit on tonight. I tell you that I am expecting God to do what his people has petitioned for him to do for us in this season. Saints of God, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. So all hearts and minds clear. Don't worry about what went on your job today, or somebody tried to call you with some foolishness. Don't worry about that stuff right there. Because, see, we are on a fast. This is not a diet. This is a fast. So people get fast mixed up with dieting. No, we're not dieting. This is a holy fast. So we come to get what God has for us. Amen. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us all to decrease so that we may be able to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us, the church. God, we come on tonight that you may edify us, that you may edify your spirit in us and help us to be exalted as we humble ourselves up under your mighty hand, O God. We come to you as your vessels. We come to you as your children. We come to you, Father God, in a humble heart. We didn't come demanding. We didn't come commanding. But we came asking in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you reveal what you want to reveal on tonight to your people. We ask you, Father God, to let your spirit go into the in-depth of the inner man and reveal what needs to be revealed. While we're on this fast, God, whatever issues that we're dealing with, God, things that we're dealing with, pain, rejection, generational curses, all these things that we're dealing with, God, that tries to sniff us as wheat, because we know that whatever Satan can use to sniff us as wheat, he will try to use it. But Father God, we ask that you let your spirit lift up a standard for us. So when the enemy come in like a raging flood, your spirit will be that standard that will say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You didn't say that their weapons was not going to form, but you did say they will not prosper. And the reason why they won't prosper, it's because we are seeking your face on today. We are hungry for you, O God. We desire you, O God. We say on tonight, Father God, create in us a clean heart, O God. Give us your mind, God. If you give us your mind, then you have given us your spirit. And renew. God, your people need to be renewed. They've been beat down. They've been beat up. They've been stepped on, and it doesn't feel good being beat down, and it doesn't feel good being cast down, cast out, downtrodden, talked down on, looked down on. Father God, we know that there is some suffering that we must encounter in order for your will to be performed in our life, in order for the glory of you to shine forth as bright as the sun. But there's some suffering, God, that we had nothing to do with that came upon us down through the bloodline. Teach us how to be delivered and be deliverers for you in these end times that we're living in. So many people are lost. So many people don't want to know who you are, God, because they've been through hurt, pain, church hurt, all different types of things. They was bit by religion. They was deceived by a leadership, a brother or sister in Christ. But help us on tonight, God, to let you be that medication that you pour into our wounds. Let us receive your healing. Let us receive your love. Let us receive your grace. Let us receive your peace. Let us receive your joy, for there is no other God besides you on tonight. We thank you, Father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to go through what the Lord gave me, and other people will be coming on the line, but we have quite a few people on the line tonight. I do have everybody mute, and it's because I want the line to be very attentive and very alert, and I want your background to be very quiet, because the things that's going to be said tonight, it's going to help us grow. I didn't say y'all, I said us, U.S., us. And so on this 30-day fast, God gave me instructions And he told me, he said, tell my people, this is the first one, but it needs to be addressed. Please listen. If you got kids, if you got your music on, whatever is making noise, you need to cut it off. This is mandatory. He said, if you are fasting with unforgiveness, then the fasting is in vain. If you are fasting with the spirit of unforgiveness, then the fasting is in vain. So you need to let the Holy Spirit search your heart. This is all sitting out, this is setting us all up for not just a breakthrough, but the final results of our deliverance. Amen. We need the final results. We don't need a quickie. We need the final results so that we can get the final victory. Amen. We need God to uproot or expose some things that have been in our life from childhood years even up to now. And give you some signs of unforgiveness when you are angry and nobody have done nothing to you. That is the sign of unforgiveness. When you are bitter and you are cold shoulder towards people that are trying to reach out to you because you are holding on to what somebody else did to you. And you feel like if I let my guard down, they're going to do me wrong. Well, I'm here to tell you by the unction and by the utterance of the power of the Holy Ghost that God has invested in me. I am his apostle, and I have been commissioned to speak a prophetic word to your spirit on tonight to let you know that if you are on this fast with unforgiveness, guess what? You're not going to see a breakthrough. You're not going to see the manifestation of God, miracles and healing and taking place in your life and in your family life that you're praying for. Because you got to remember that in the days of Moses, God always called it out one person in the family that he had chosen to be a deliverer for his people. And so the people that I see on the line tonight, you have been called out from among your family. Because God has chosen you to be a deliverer. But in order to be a deliverer for the kingdom of God, you have first have to get delivered first so that it can be effective, so that there would be no stagnation in your ministry for people to become free in their inner parts. In their inner parts. Your inner man. So unforgiveness will stop the move of God because, watch this, when God sent his son Jesus died for everybody. He didn't die for the Puerto Ricans or he didn't die for a certain race. He saw all mankind that he created and he called forth and he brought forth. Now we know that everybody is not going to heaven and we know that everybody is not going to hell. But, you know, we can choose this day who we will serve. Now, God said in St. Matthew's the 6th chapter, if ye will not forgive men of your trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. Let that marinate right there because that needs to be dealt with. You don't want to hold up your process of God healing you and God wanting to bless you, but because some of us are so stubborn, and to be stubborn is a form of witchcraft. So we can't forgive people. So let the Holy Spirit search your heart in that department right there, all of us, every last one of us, so that God can do a perfect work in us. Unforgiveness will stop the Spirit of God from doing a perfect work in us. Oh, y'all didn't know that. That's right. Unforgiveness will stop God from doing a perfect work in us. A perfect work means a mature work, bringing us into true development of who God really is in our life and helping us to be kingdom builders for the kingdom of God, to edify, for glorification, for sanctification, for the saints of God. Amen. Make sure you got paper and pencil, writing this down. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart and you're fasting, it's all in vain. Number two, if you are fasting to lose weight, that's not from God. That's right. We're not on a diet, people of God. So I need to crush this spirit right now in the name of Jesus. This fast has been called by God for people that really want to see the hand of God. There are people that goes on fast for dieting. Okay, that's their business because that's how they have been taught. And there's a lot of church people, they fast and they get dieting mixed up with fasting, which is out of alignment. Because now you're just fasting in the flesh if you're calling yourself dieting, trying to cut back. And then when we are fasting in the spirit, it is to handicap the flesh and increase in your spirit man. It is to decrease in your flesh, and it is to increase in the spirit of God. In order for God to really have his way, the fast has to be ordained by God so that people can really see the hand of God moving in their life, and it just won't be a carnal fast. Have you ever went on a fast? And you went on a fast for 5 days or 2 days and you believe in God to do something, or somebody called you on a fast with them, however many days, but when you came off the fast, you had a headache or you didn't feel right or there was no type of final result. That's because God wasn't in it. God was not in the fast. Amen. So we want the fast to be effective, so that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. Number two, it says that if you are fasting to lose weight, that's not from God. We fast according to the instructions and the directions of the Holy Spirit to be delivered, regenerated. Amen. We are fasting to be regenerated. We are fasting to be restored. We are fasting to be refreshed. We are fasting to be reconciled. We are fasting to be developed, to be enriched, and to be empowered by God's divine and powerful instructions and directions. That is the reason why we are fasting. I'm going to say it again. We are fasting to be delivered, regenerated, for revival to come into our heart, our soul, and our spirit. That's the real revival. That means having an encounter with God, a real encounter. And I feel in my spirit tonight, some people are ready to have a true encounter with God. And God say that when you seek him with your whole heart, you're going to find him in this season. And we are fasting to be restored. Hallelujah. Where we have been torn down spiritually, God is going to send fresh oil into the veins of his people. He's going to speak to that inner man, and he's going to cause us to leap across the forest like a deer. We're going to be able to leap over walls. We're going to be able to fly in an atmosphere that the enemy say that we will never be able to reach, because the fast will be effective. And it will bear fruit. This fast will bear fruit for the people of God. Development, that means that God wants to develop us in our inner man, where you have been torn down. God wants to develop himself in us. Can somebody say that on tonight? God wants to develop himself in us. People of God, I'm going to tell y'all something. It is a privilege, and it is an honor. And my God, it just takes my breath away. That God wants to live in us. That is the spiritual order. It is not the will of God that demons live in people. That never was the will of God. But the will of God is that God lives in us, because we was created for the Creator. Yes, we was. And we're not serving the creature, because the creature don't comprehend to the things of God. But when you got the Spirit of God, you can comprehend to what the Spirit is saying unto the church. As people of God, God wants us to understand what he requires of us. I didn't say you, I said us. That's the problem on tonight. So many leaders have exempted themselves. And that's why the body is nourishing them own selves, and they're not getting the right nutrition and vitamins that they need. Because the head has separated itself from the body. So tonight, I want you to write this down, St. Mark, the third chapter and the 27th verse. St. Mark, the third chapter and the 27th verse. And this talks about the strong man. Amen. I thought I brought my Bible. I thought I put it beside me. Hold on 1 minute, saints. Got to get my Bible. Okay, thank y'all for holding it. St. Mark, the third chapter and the 27th verse. If you don't have your Bibles, just listen prophetically. Power over Satan and demons. So write this down. This is the root prayer. Praying about the strong man and the strongholds. And that's what we're talking about, things that we have been dealing with as young women coming up in our mother's house, or whether if our mother didn't raise us or whoever raised you. Things that you struggle with, and it followed you up all the way up in your adult years. And so we're going to be dealing with that right there, because I do believe that when people say that God has called them to a deliverance ministry, then you study to show yourself approved unto God. So St. Mark, the third chapter in the 27th verse, it says, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man, then he can rob his house. Then he can rob his house. The strong man is Satan. And the reason why the Bible describes him as a strong man, because he comes in with force. He has prophetic demonic strength. Supernaturally talking, people of God. I want the people of God to stop saying Satan ain't got no power, because he do. See, you're deceiving yourself when you're saying that. It's a lie. Listen again. It says, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house. And so what the Spirit of God is talking about, that when we're not armed it up in the Spirit, we don't have on our armor, our fully armor. And what are the things that equips you besides your armor, your warfare weapons also? You have the helmet of salvation. You got the breastplate of righteousness, and you put on the belt of truth. Reason why you put the belt on, because the belt is the one that holds the armor together. So the truth will hold us together. Amen? So, watch this. So if we're not fully armored, the strong man, which is Satan, the Bible says that he walks to and fro, because he is the prince of the air, so he knows how to move skillfully and cunningly and very swiftly. in the atmosphere. That is one of his authorities, saints. That is one of his authorities. One of his princeship. He is the hierarchy of evil. So Satan has bound the strong man. The Bible says that he has tied him up spiritually. Have you ever just felt tied up? Feel like you just can't get loose from something? Like something has tied your spirit up and you're trying to pray, you're trying to fast, you're trying to seek the face of the Lord, but it just feels like your mouth has been tied up. And that is the way a kidnapper do. See, Satan is a kidnapper, saints. When that kidnapper comes, because you don't know when he's coming, unless God reveals it. The kidnapper comes to keep, spiritually speaking, Satan is a spiritually kidnapper. He ties you up with distractions. He ties you up with gossip. He ties you up with sowing discord. He ties you up with bewitchment, witchcraft, hearsays, backstabbing. He ties you up. And anything that comes to strike us, God showed me, it's really attacking us because you're not focusing on the things of God. Because that thing is really, that distraction is a spiritual attacking. Because now you're all focused. You're all focused now. So what do you do? What do you do when you're all focused? A lot of time when a lot of us get off focus, it's really hard for some of us to get back in focus. So we keep allowing the devil to tie us up with the wrong connection. Shake robosa. We keep allowing the devil to tie us up with the wrong husbands and wife. We keep allowing the devil to tie us up with the wrong ministries. We keep allowing the devil to tie us up with shopping. Satan know how to tie us up. That's why we need God to keep us loose. And the only way that we can stay untied is that we have to use our warfare weapons. Number one, praise. Number two, worship. Number three, clapping. Number four, stomping. Number five, dancing. These are warfare weapons. Dancing. Number six, silence. Don't talk so much, saints. Some of you got a talking problem. You tell all your business. And then before you know it, you get mad with the people that done rebuke, done went back and spread it. Or the person that rebuked you and say, you know, you talk too much. You shouldn't do that. That's the Spirit of God speaking through that person. Silence. Satan don't know what you think he know. Your mouth is that open door that releases valuable information to him. He don't know your next move unless you open up your mouth. Silence. Become more quiet on the fast. I hear God say, my people they are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Do you know talking a lot would just cause you to be in big trouble with God? The Bible says, for the tongue, in James, the third chapter, for the tongue is a little member, but it can do some big things in the spirit realm. And the most talkative people I have ever encountered, not all, but half of them, are church folks. Are church folks. We have to learn to be quiet. Timothy said, study to be quiet and to mind your own business. Some of us have a nose problem. These are things that you shouldn't be doing on your fast. And this month, I'm looking for people to be inboxing me and telling me about debt cancellation. By they done moved in a new house, by they how they body done been healed, how they soul done been revived, how they been delivered from the spirit of suicidal thoughts. That's spiritual. How they done been delivered from self-inflictions, not liking themselves. All of these things must be walked out. All of these things must, what you mean walked out? The process. It's a process. I feel the people of God heart on this phone. I feel the hunger so heavy in the atmosphere. I feel the desire of the people. Sometimes we have to understand the desire that we desire. Because a lot of times people don't understand that. Amen? We have to be very careful. Very careful, people of God. With the things that we don't want to face. This fast that is holy unto God, you will have to face these demons that you've just been pushing up under the rug. Things that keep coming up in your mind that is not of God, that's a stronghold. So a stronghold is a spirit that has been around for years that is saying that I ain't going nowhere. Can y'all hear me, people of God? Hello? Can anybody hear me? Somebody say yes or no. Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. The enemy is mad, saints. I'm telling y'all what I know. But it's God's will for the enemy to be mad. God don't want the devil happy at no time. I just want y'all to know I love y'all on tonight, but, you know, strongholds is spirit that's is a grip that the enemy has on the people of God, hearts, minds, and souls, something that you've been battling with and you feel like you can't come up out of it because every time you go two steps forward, this thing pulls you three steps backwards. Or something, a dream or something that you had and it's not making any sense. That's why, you know, you have to seek God for clarity, and when God is ready to reveal it, he will. When God is ready to reveal it, there, the reason why God waits certain periods to reveal certain things to us because it's not time. And you know what, saints? Just like I told y'all, the enemy is busy. Now people are inboxing me from Facebook saying that they called the number, now they can't get online. Go to praying, saints. I'm going to try to get these people online. Hold on 1 second.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America.
I feel like I'm in a race car.
EPA estimated rating 42.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. The devil can't stop what God has ordained. And Lord's willing, I'll be sending a link so that they can get on and everything. But I have opened up the lines. If anybody have any questions concerning the fast, anything that they was wondering about, why they're fasting, or if anything dropped in your spirit, the lines is open. Hello?